the falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the sunburned kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. The days roll on, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. The days grow long, soon I'll hear.
By simply listening to unconstitutional orders and not questioning authority, we are here because we mean no harm to you. We are tired of these private Federal Reserve bankers who are running this country and destroying this country from the inside. The tyranny that they commit against you and your family as well. These bastards who got $24 trillion.
Of our money.
$24 trillion of our money.
Your money. Your money.
And these bastards are ruining our lives right now. And we want to stand here as Americans and stand up and say no. I won't tolerate this anymore. But we have to face our own brothers and sisters. Why is that? Why do you guys listen and take these unconstitutional orders? Why is this happening here in America here today? Why harm your own brothers and sisters here today? Protest. Why? Why? Guys, how do you guys sleep at night knowing you guys are using weapons that you guys use in Iraq and Afghanistan against terrorists?
By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity. If you remain in this immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code. No matter what your purpose is, you must leave. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Other police action may include actual physical removal, the use of riot control agents and or less lethal munitions, which could cause risk of injury to those who remain. By order of the City of Pittsburgh Chief Police, I hereby declare this.
Some say I need a driver, a Nixon mask and gun. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that's not how you get a bank job done. You can't walk in there brazen with a newsie like Patty Hearst. I'm gonna secure myself a seat on the board of directors first. Oh, that's how you rob a bank. I'll get some decent suits and a bogus business plan. Become well versed in the etiquette of Wall Street Disneyland. Hit the country clubs, eating peanuts and drinking scotch. Talk the recent trends and fart into a velvet couch. Oh, that's how you rob a bank. I've get a foundation to give me thanks and give my congressman a wank. Apologize for all I drank when I pulled that goldfish from the tank and gave those debutantes a spank. Oh, that's how you rob a bank.
Ask yourself, what's happening? Where are we headed? And would we be here today without 9/11?
Will somebody please tell us who's in charge? We need order. We can't stand this new world slaughter. It reeks of oil seats and bloody handshakes. U.S. interests and war profiteers. Our life is here in the belly of the beast. With these kill the innocent and pray for peace. Slaughter for the chief commander. So we're at the White House steps. Demanding answers, but they don't got none. We've got few choices. Protest or pick up shotguns. We're so stressed, we know the watch them out. Arrest us, throw with the heat for talking. And we ain't made no death threats. Feds upset, so our phones infested. Think John Lennon resurrected, sticking tooth to power till we have no breath left.
We say no more, we're gonna fight back. We want the truth out, we want our rights back. Loose change,
change is loose, no stopping now.
Change is loose, no stopping now.
We say no more, we're gonna fight back. We want the truth out, we want our rights back. Loose change,
change is loose, no stopping now.
Now.
We keep our mouths and minds open, hoping we can change the world. Media blackouts, still we don't act out. We've been civilized despite the killing. You call yourselves patriots, label us villains. My comrades and nomads, they're born free thinkers, rich kids, poor kids, lawyers and teachers. Dads, moms, past war veterans, peddling the truth. We ain't settling, the proof is clear as Watergate. You got a lot of hate, trying to charm us with a fight of hate.
What are you, an asshole? You're all illegal, your car's illegal, you bomb people. As rednecks with a sequel, you're a sicko psycho. We've seen the proof, you can't intimidate the world from delivering truth. We're bigger than you, 40 million plus. Your guns ain't big enough to make us hush.
We say no more, we're gonna fight back. We want the truth out, we want our rights back. Loose change,
change is loose, no stopping now.
Change is loose, no stopping now.
We say no more, we're gonna fight back. We want the truth out, we want our rights back. Loose change,
change is loose, no stopping now. Change is loose, no stopping now.
We do this for the lives lost, devoured by evil, for the sake of the memory of innocent people, engulfed by the gluttony of hooligans who leave the world in ruins. Men here to do a sin, but there's just a few of them and more of us. We warriors on the quest for justice. We crush the lies, trust only the facts. Just open your eyes, who really attacked? My feelings exactly, facts be lacking on my hijack and synchronized war games facilitated plane crashes. And they wonder why we keep asking questions. Am I lesson lady liberty like it's a profession? So here we are, the infantry. We the people simply need to start a revolution of our minds. And eventually the crime of the century will finally be solved. Until then, we stand tall
and say no more. We're gonna fight back. We want the truth out, we want our rights back. Loose change,
change is loose, no stopping now.
Change is loose, no stopping now.
We say no more,
we're gonna fight back. We want the truth out, we want our rights back. Loose change,
change is loose, no stopping now.
Change is loose, no stopping now.
Remember this, your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda.
Rejoice and let us glory in the profits we attain by rationing the remedies for suffering and pain. And no one's gonna mess with all our monetary gain. Let's save the status quo. Near by Healthcare Corporation, never faces regulation. We'll be brimming with elation. Let's save the status quo. Bought a bunch of senators and congresspeople too. They serve our corporate interests and we tell them what to do. This gravy train will stop the day a healthcare bill gets through. Let's save the status quo.
Get out of here, you
un-American!
The team
has come in! Boys, come in!
In every other wealthy nation, healthcare is a right. But not here in America. No, not without a fight. We're fighting for the right to monstrous profits day and night. Let's save the status quo!
Give my healthcare corporation. Never faces regulation. We'll be brimming with elation.
Let's save the status quo.
If you're like me, you're an announcer. That means you get paid way too much money for just a few seconds of coming up next. It's Blossom, followed by an all-new Caroline in the City. You stay out all night partying, wake up late with a vodka hangover, stumble out of bed, throw on some overpriced clothes, get in your little sports car and flip people off while you're driving. You get to where you're going 30 minutes to an hour late. Then you grab the script, do one take, and tell the twerpy little producer that if he wants better, he can hire James Earl Jones. Because you've been doing this since before he was even born. Then you speed out of the studio, schmooze a few ladies with, "Hello, ladies, you look lovely today." "Well, yes, I am an announcer."
And it's all because a couple of friends once said to you, hey, you've got a great voice. You should be on the radio or announcing TV commercials or something. So, you think you're God and you know you've got his voice, so what the hell?
Brought to you by the National Broadcasters Association.
I'm Juliana McCannis, sitting in for Clifford Baines, who is having a blimp named after him. A series of photos released by ABC News this week showing the first family happily flying kites has infuriated millions with its unrestrained display of genuine affection. Are the Obamas woefully out of touch with the average unhappy American family?
Yes, they are.
I mean, the president really looks bad here. He's frolicking with Michelle while most of the country is trying to make it through one more day with their intolerable spouses.
And those children, they're healthy, they're cute, they're smart.
Even that dog looks too good.
It is true that most Americans feel that being out of shape and being unhappy are core American values.
Stop flaunting how damn content you are, Obamas. We don't want to watch it.
But, you know, but I want a president that's smarter than I am, that hates himself less than I do.
Okay.
It provides a very important distraction, I think, from my own horrible empty life.
You know, this makes me miss the days of George Bush.
Oh, I knew.
He'd stand 2 feet away from his mannish, dead-eyed wife, and all the while his daughters were out getting busted for underage drinking.
Now, those girls were slutty as my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Obama needs to make a big, high-profile move. He needs to come home drunk, forget his keys, and then when Michelle refuses to let him into the house, he just takes a stick and beats that dog to death right there in the yard.
And it should be televised so we can all see it, and we get a chance to call the cops on.
That would win him some votes.
Well, you know, but to be fair, also here, Obama's people have started doing some damage control. Just yesterday, Obama publicly called Michelle a stupid bitch for contradicting him in front of the French president.
Which is a good move.
That's a step in that direction.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
Yeah, and this week, White House officials announced they're going to unveil this woman as Obama's new wife, Meryl McNee, a dental hygienist from Twin Falls, Idaho.
Now, that's a first lady I could really relate to.
Oh, absolutely. And the new Sasha and Malia, Hannah and Crystal, will be diagnosed with ADHD and childhood diabetes, respectively.
We won't be seeing those girls learning Japanese.
Now, some Republicans have suggested that Joe Biden and his wife are also out of touch with average Americans. Ever since Joe Biden said to Time magazine that Joe was, quote, extremely romantic, and that their love life is better than ever
now that
he's vice president.
Oh, come on.
It's just disgusting.
That is just really uncalled for.
Liberalized. Let me just take one example, Sasha, which is where Barack Obama finally addresses the climate. Unfortunately, he's got a whole group of advisors, amongst whom Larry Summers, the former Harvard president kicked out for sexism. He was a former World Bank chief economist, where he had a very racist comment that the, quote, economic logic behind dumping a load of toxic waste in the lowest wage country is impeccable, and we should face up to that. African countries are vastly underpolluted. Those are direct quotes from Larry Summers, who's head of the big economic council, and, of course, the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, being a sort of neoliberal and a deal maker, crony capitalist, deregulator, and Austin Goolsbee, another top advisor from the University of Chicago, advising Barack Obama during the campaign, and he's been a strong advocate of financial deregulation. These are maniacs, really, Sasha, and when I think of the ways in which they would address the climate, I would, for example, raise carbon trading as a very dangerous mechanism, the so-called cap-and-trade strategy to put a price on the air, and the right to pollute becomes codified and sold, and we have a third world version of it, the clean development mechanism, in which major projects are started, which are very, very destructive when you look at them in more detail. These projects of trying to put a price on everything, and when you have a market problem, say pollution and greenhouse gas emissions that cause global warming and climate change, well, then you need a market solution. That ideology, that free market ideology, really still pervades the Obama administration on the most crucial issue for all of us and our descendants, climate change. And regrettably, Barack Obama has got these advisors and thinks that the route to solving climate crisis is privatization of the air, carbon trading. That's the kind of neoliberalism that I think we'll see more of. We need a lot more sophistication and militancy to combat it.
I've seen it all before.
There is a real problem with what we call theoclassical economics, in which it has become pretty much a religion, and it can't be falsified. So I read the quote, I gave the quotation earlier about a rule against fraud was not necessary or even particularly important. That was by the deans of the law and economic movements in the United States of America. A literal dean, Dean Fischel of the University of Chicago, he's now moved on, and Judge Easterbrook. They wrote that after they had tried to apply their theories in the real world, in the savings and loan crisis. And in the real world, they had praised Lincoln Savings, Fischel had, as the best possible savings and loan in America. So after getting it completely wrong, they write the book that becomes the treatise on all of this that affects policy, that has been falsified entirely by events, and they don't even mention that they tried applying their theories in the real world, and they got a 3,000 position error. In other words, they took the worst SNL in America of 3,000 and said it was the best SNL in America. You can't get it more wrong, and for that, they made him dean of the University of Chicago Law School.
So
it's not a cabal, it's not a room, but it is shared beliefs that say you don't need to regulate anything, that private market discipline will ensure that everything will go fine. Obama's primary economic advice comes from people who help create the crisis. And as long as you get your advice from people that don't want to admit that they were wrong about essentially everything they did in their professional lives and that they have no useful skills because all they know is stuff that was proved to be false, I mean, you're just not going to get professors of economics who are 60 years old to stand up and say, I'm sorry, everything I taught, every policy I implemented was completely wrong. The economic theories I followed were completely wrong. And I have no useful knowledge, and I'm sorry. You know, that's not going to happen. And if they did, why would anyone ever hire them again for anything, right? They have no meaningful skills. That's the position of Summers.
Yeah, but Obama's whole political lifeline is whether he can turn this thing around in a couple of years' time. Otherwise, you can see that the people like Dick Cheney and you've got Limbaugh wanting him to fail, they're waiting in the wings to see this whole thing crash and burn. So he's on the tightrope, so why is he listening to these people if there's an alternative? And indeed, tell us what the alternative is, because
nobody talks
about that.
First, he doesn't talk to others very much, right? So there are a number of us who were involved in the successful re-regulation of an industry that was in desperate trouble, that was involved in the successful prosecution of large number of frauds, et cetera, et cetera. None of us has ever been talked to by the administration, as far as I can tell. Zero. Instead, they've gone to people who have an entire track record of failure their entire lives. right? So Geithner started out as a screwing up the South, the Asian financial crisis. The people may remember Thailand, the collapse of Thailand and such. That was his beginning. He performed poorly there. So they made him president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, where he was supposed to regulate the largest bank holding companies in America. And he did absolutely nothing to prevent the current crisis. He was asked about this in front of Congress, and he said, well, you know, I've never been a financial regulator. Well, maybe, but his job title, you know, this, his job was to regulate. I'm quite willing to believe that he never regulated. So he's a complete failure there. What would he do next? He was brought in by the Bush administration with Treasury, then Treasury Secretary Paulson, to be in charge of the bailout type stuff, where everybody agrees that he completely screwed up, right? Nobody says anything nice about the bailout except recipients of bailout cash. There are, no, there, admittedly, there are a number of those. But everybody else agrees that they screwed up.
They all come from Goldman Sachs. By this.
Instead of three strikes, you're out, he was made Treasury Secretary of the United States of America. And I haven't mentioned, you know, that he was a tax cheat. And he's in charge of the IRS now.
Dr. Ray.
Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mix.
I can afford it thanks to you people. Thank you. Thank you. Support the billionaires. Woo! Support the billionaires. Thank you for supporting the billionaires.
Woo! And lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion suits? But now they're in. Different types who wear the day coat, pants with stripes, and kind of wake up perfect fits. Putting on the ritz.
Take a picture with these fine patriots. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, folks.
You are so welcome.
Get your pictures taken with the billionaires, folks. Step right up.
I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore.
Socialist medicine,
abolish the VA, it's socialist medicine.
I want what you want. I want no on this health care bill. I want the status quo exactly the same.
Because you guys don't just say no, and I'm like, hey,
yeah.
That's what we're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, that's what our group is called, Billionaires for Wealthcare. Because the status quo is wealthcare. Along with privatized police, privatized the fire department. I mean, because if my cat's stuck in a tree, I don't want the fire department taking 10 extra minutes because there's a silly fire going on somewhere else in my neighborhood, you know? If I have the money, I get the first priority. That's the way I think of it.
Okay. Come on over, get your pictures taken.
Yeah, if all you should be there.
Putting on the Ritz.
This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What's the matter? Are you fucking people, Jeff? I said I want an abortion!
In every other wealthy nation, health care is a right. But not here in America. No, not without a fight. We're fighting for the right to monstrous profits day and night. Let's save the status quo!
If a healthcare corporation never faces regulation, we'll be brimming with elation.
Let's save the status quo!
Up standing in the street. Yeah, got him?
Yep.
What's that bottle? See it?
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
Let's get back to the fucking base is what we need to do. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Shit. Is that us or
that's them.
They're just hitting shit.
That's not them.
No.
That's it.
Had a bad feeling. Get that motherfucker out of the way.
All right, guys, we're calling this one off as soon as we can get a route out of here. All right. Everybody's good. Shift MP lead. Find us a way home.
I wanted to mention that this week Sarah Palin's memoir became a bestseller. It's not even out yet. It's being translated into English. There's such demand. I mean, you can't deny this. There was such demand for this book that they rushed the release date. It was supposed to come out in the spring. Now it's going to come out in November. Sarah said she wanted to get a head start on quitting her next job. But it's called Going Rogue. You can see it there, which sounds like she's not wearing panties to me. But okay, I guess that's what she thinks. And some cynics are saying, you know, the cynics out there, are saying that she did not write all the 400 pages of this book. And she did have a ghostwriter, the name of Lynn Vincent. But lots of writers actually auditioned for that job. And we want to show you some of them and how the book might have come out. Mitch Albom, you know Mitch? He auditioned for the ghostwriter job, but it would have been called Tuesdays with Maura. Judy Blume could have been the ghostwriter. Are you there, Russia? It's me, dipshit. John Gray. You remember John Gray. His would have been called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Babies, I'll have to get back to you. Maurice Sendak. It would have been called Where the Wild Things Are Shot From Helicopters. Thomas Friedman auditioned for that job. The World Is Flat. No, really, it's in the Bible. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positively Not Thinking. There were authors who are dead who could have and Gustave Flaubert, Madame Ovaries. Jane Austen, Snide and Prejudice. And my favorite, Charles Dickens, Extremely Low Expectations.
Well, Tim Leary once said, he said, LSD is a psychoactive compound that occasionally causes psychotic behavior in people who haven't taken it.
Like when something real bad happens, like when everybody gets killed and you can't do anything about it, like a swarm of locusts. For the entertainment of his guests, Nero would illuminate his whole garden with bodies of live Christians covered in burning oil, strung up on flaming crosses, crucified. And at dinner, he'd have the Christians rubbed by his guards with aromatic herbs and garlic, and sewn up into sacks. And then they'd throw these sacks to the wild dogs.
That's terrible.
It's horrible.
Terrible is what it is. You know, I can't drink whiskey like I used to could. My old belly just ain't no count. I get the shits every time, don't you know?
I'm sorry, Big George. I got some food here that even Nero couldn't command. I think this is gonna fix up your old gut.
This beans is shit.
Why don't you shut your goddamn trap and just eat your beans?
Ben, Mom, there's possum in these beans and spices, too. I tried hard.
Well, Sally, I don't give a pig's ass what anybody says. I still say you make a hell of a pot of beans. Now, why don't you say us a grace out of the good book, would you?
Thank you, Big Jordan. I'd be delighted to do that. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and the wild beasts of the earth. Amen.
What's a Philistine?
Well, it's such a real dirty person.
Sales, because corporate greed destroys lakes, rivers, and
Obama's family is too much. Because the state blames and attacks the poor, but rewards its friends. Because no fat cat lying politician ever has to wait for the bus. Because I want social revolution. Now.
Uncarved block, soul worshipful monster, inert and spontaneous, more ultraviolet than any mythology, like the shadows before Babylon. The original undifferentiated oneness of being still radiates serene as the black penance of assassins, random and perpetually intoxicated. Comes before all principles of order and entropy. It's neither a god nor a maggot. Its idiotic desires encompass and define every possible choreography. All meaningless ethers and phlogistons. Its masks are crystallizations of its own facelessness, like clouds. Everything in nature is perfectly real, including consciousness. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. Not only have the chains of the law been broken, they never existed. Demons never guarded the stars. The empire never got started. Eros never grew a beard. No, listen, what happened was this. They lied to you, sold you ideas of good and evil. Gave you distrust of your body and shame for your prophethood of chaos. Invented words of disgust for your molecular love. Mesmerized you with inattention. Bored you with civilization and all its usurious emotions. There is no becoming, no revolution, no struggle, no path. Already, you're the monarch of your own skin. Your inviolable freedom waits to be completed only by the love of other monarchs. A politics of dream, urgent as the blueness of sky. To shed all the illusory rites and hesitations of history demands the economy of some legendary stone age. Shamans, not priests. Bards, not lords. Hunters, not police. Gatherers of Paleolithic laziness, gentle as blood, going naked for a sign or painted as birds, poised on the wave of explicit presence, the clockless now ever. Agents of chaos cast burning glances at anything or anyone capable of bearing witness to their condition, their fever of lux et voluptas. I am awake only in what I love and desire to the point of terror. Everything else is just shrouded furniture, quotidian anesthesia for brains, sub-reptilian ennui of totalitarian regime. censorship and useless pain. Avatars of chaos act as spies, saboteurs, criminals of amor fou, neither selfless nor selfish, accessible as children, mannered as barbarians, chafed with obsessions, unemployed, sensually deranged, wolf angels, mirrors for contemplation, eyes like flowers, pirates of all signs and meanings. Here we are, crawling the cracks between the walls of church, state, school, and factory, all the paranoid monoliths. Cut off from the tribe by feral nostalgia, we tunnel after lost words, imaginary bombs. Possible deed is that which defines perception itself, an invisible golden cord that connects us, illegal dancing in the courthouse corridors. If I were to kiss you here, they'd call it an act of terrorism. So let's take our pistols to bed and wake up the city at midnight like drunken bandits celebrating with a fusillade the message of the taste of chaos.